You're about to hear a quick live audio clip of me disclosing some information about my past. And I want you to ask yourself this question. Why did Craig share that with his audience? Ready? Here it goes. Raise your hand if you took the SAT. We're about to get real deep here. All right. Do you know any people who got close to maybe an 800 on the math portion of the SAT?
My son.
Is that right? Wow. Well, let me tell you about me in a second. You ever have anybody come close to the 800 on the reading comprehension portion of the SAT? You? All right. Well, let me tell you. I got a 730 on the entire SAT. She's looking at me like, and we're listening to him? Second time I took it, I got an 890. People say, Craig, that's not that good. You might not do that well in college. I graduated as an academic All-American and the top scholar athlete for my university. Welcome back. So, do you have an answer to why I shared my dismal SAT score? It's because I know a very simple yet neglected truth about public speaking. Here it is. When you lift yourself up, you let your audience down. Let me say that again. When you lift yourself up, you let your audience down. The quickest way to connect with your audience is to share your failures and flaws. But that's not what most speakers do, is it? No, they share the opposite. In the name of establishing credibility, they only share their victories. Well, they need to share their failures and flaws, too. You can also share your firsts and your frustrations and your fears. Think about it. When speakers share success after success, what do their audience members begin to think? They probably think something like this. Well, of course the tools he's talking about will work for him. He's just special. But these same tools won't work for me. And this gives them a built-in excuse to cast off your message. They won't act on it. Always remember this. The very last thing you ever want your audience to think is that you are special. The very first thing you want them to think is that you are similar to them. And you do that by sharing your failures and flaws and fears and frustrations and firsts. When I share my poor SAT score, guess what my audiences begin to think then? They say, first of all, they take me off of any intellectual pedestal they might have put me on. But then they also think, hey, if these tools work for him, surely they'll work for me. And that's exactly what I want them to think, because then they'll take action on my message. They believe in the tools. So as a speaker, your job is to put the process, not the person, on a pedestal. Show that what they are getting is a special process from a similar person that can lead to special results. Then, when you do share your successes, guess what happens? We actually care. And because you took us through your journey, not only do we root for you, but we also feel like we can win, too, using the same tools. So again, you want to come across as a similar person with a special process. Your success is simply the proof of your wonderful process. So share your failures and your flaws, and you'll make your audiences tall. Think, act, laugh, and learn. I'll see you next week. In the meantime, keep speaking up.